Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% righteousness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Well, good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, happy Monday. I know Envy's probably running late. He had his podcast yesterday, his live one. Oh, here we go.
Right there, as soon as you talk him up.
As soon as I said he was running late.
Good morning, guys.
It was a very lively weekend, a very content filled weekend.
Yes. Okay. Coachella was over the weekend.
By the way, after seeing Beyonce perform this weekend at Coachella, I am disgusted at our whole crew. Okay? I demand excellence from everyone. Now, listen, I don't understand how Beyonce can be on stage with 100 plus dancers, everybody be in sync, everybody be on the same page.
Incredible.
High level of professionalism. Everybody excellent. Nobody F's up.
So Beyonce is the greatest performer today.
I'm
going to be honest with y'all.
You say all time? That's what you going to say?
I think Beyonce is the greatest performer of all time. Beyonce is the greatest live performer of all time.
Over Mike Jack?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you what made me say that. I saw people saying that yesterday on social media, and I'm like, you know, everybody gets caught up in the moment. Then I had a couple group chats going, and people were, you know, asking who's better, Beyonce or Michael Jackson. If we're talking just live performances, nothing else, Beyonce got Michael Jackson, bro. And if you don't believe me, go watch Michael Jackson at the 93 Super Bowl. Go watch Michael Jackson Motown 25. Go watch Michael Jackson VMAs in 1995. And compare them. Compare Beyonce's first Super Bowl performance to Michael in 93. Compare Beyonce's 2016 VMA to Michael's 95 VMA. It's really not even close.
I think she got him.
Beyonce is super.
I think she got him.
It's not amazing. Just even her whole concepts and the issues that she brings to light with, but still entertaining.
She killed me. It's not even close. And I never thought I would say that, but I'm telling you, that's what I did yesterday. Yesterday, I watched three things on television. I watched Beyonce's Coachella performance over, because I didn't see it for the midnight mass service. I watched Rhapsody's Rapture, and I watched Cardi B at Coachella. And I watched Michael Jackson's old performances, just to make sure I wasn't caught up in the moment.
No,
Beyonce's a better live performer than Michael Jackson.
She's a beast. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. After I seen Beyonce's, me and my kids started dancing like we were Beyonce ourselves.
No,
man.
You didn't.
I swear we
you
did.
You thought you was dancing like Beyonce, but I guarantee you, no, people looking at you, you were not dancing like Beyonce.
Yeah, maybe it was, but I thought I was.
Now, I'm gonna tell you who I put up there with Beyonce. I know y'all not gonna agree with me.
Who?
But Prince.
Nah.
I'm the biggest Prince fan, but he also plays all those instruments, too.
Yeah, Prince is a
better. So that's why I think, but I love watching. I went to go see Prince perform when he was alive. He's my favorite artist.
Well, Prince is a better Prince is a better musical artist. Like, because like you said, he could play instruments and all that stuff. But I'm talking about
performance.
When it comes
nah.
to performing, mm-hmm. that dancing.
Beyonce
nah,
does some stuff, boy.
Beyonce is a better live performer than
absolutely
everybody.
But yes, you could watch Beyonce perform for 10 hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
And plus, you know, if you go back and watch the Michael Jackson Super Bowl performance, he stood on stage for at least 2 to 3 minutes and did nothing. All right. Then he danced for about 5. And then he brought out a bunch of little kids to sing We Are the World or something. One of Michael's songs. I don't know which song. It was one of them slow songs. I don't remember.
Man in the Mirror.
Was it Man in the Mirror?
No, I don't know. I don't remember either.
It might have been Man in the Mirror. I don't remember. This was 95. I don't know. But it was one of them slow songs. Is this a life? Is this a place? I don't remember what song that was.
No, that's not Man in the Mirror.
What song was that?
I don't remember.
Anyway.
All I know is, you know, it just makes watching Beyonce Coachella performance just makes you want to demand more from yourself and your whole team.
Well, it's a very active weekend, like
absolutely.
You said.
Yes, it was.
We are going to first in front page news talk about this whole Starbucks incident because I know that's on the top of everybody's head.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that in front page news.
Your team can't even get a lunch order or a breakfast order, right? Meanwhile, nope. Beyonce's whole team ain't miss a beat.
Just showing greatness.
And if they did, we didn't notice it.
And shout out to everybody that came to the live podcast last night. It ended late last night. So I am tired. I am beat. But I appreciate everybody for coming out in the rain. It was sold out again, oversold actually, but we had a good time. And front page news is next. Let's go. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Get your Monday up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, if you are watching the NBA playoffs, you been watching, Charlamagne?
I did watch a little bit yesterday. What did I watch yesterday? Who's playing? Cleveland and Pacers.
Yeah.
I saw that game.
Celtics beat the Bucks 113-107. That was a dope game. Pacers beat the Cavs 98-80. Thunder beat the Jazz 116-108. And the Rockets beat the Timberwolves 104-101. Now let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump tweeted out a perfectly executed strike last night. Thank you to France and the UK for their wisdom and the power of their fine military. Could not have had a better result. Mission accomplished. So proud of our great military, which will soon be after the spending of billions of fully approved dollars, the finest that our country has ever had. Now, what ended up happening was a Friday night strike on 3 Syria targets that was in response to an alleged chemical weapons attack on civilians. Here's what Donald Trump had to say.
The evil and the despicable attack left mothers and fathers, infants and children, thrashing in pain and gasping for air. Chemical weapons are uniquely dangerous. The purpose of our actions is to establish a strong deterrent against the production, spread, and use of chemical weapons.
Trump and Russia fake beefing to make it seem like there was never no collusion between the Trump administration and Russia.
Now, according to reports, they're saying there were no civilian casualties or losses from that attack, but they did bomb 3 different government sites in Syria.
Why is everybody talking tough? Russia said that if anybody bombs them again, it's going to be a crazy...
They are fake beefing to make people seem like they never had no collusion together. It's like when you really, really like a girl, you act mean to her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Act like you can't stand her. Okay. That's what they're doing right now.
Now, in the meantime, right now, James Comey is on his book run, and he has some things to say about Donald Trump. He has his book coming out, A Higher Loyalty. And here's what he had to say about Donald Trump.
He strikes me as a person of above average intelligence who's tracking conversations and knows what's going on. I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
Was President Trump obstructing justice?
Possibly. I mean, it's certainly some evidence of obstruction of justice.
Mm.
Again, Comey is the former FBI director who Donald Trump fired about a year ago. All right, now in Starbucks, 2 black men were in a Starbucks in downtown Philly. This happened Thursday afternoon. They sat down. Now, according to officials, they had asked to use the restroom, but because they hadn't bought anything, an employee said no. And eventually they were asked to leave, and they declined. I guess they were waiting for a friend to come, and they were going to order once that other person got there. And people go sit in Starbucks all the time.
All day long.
Yeah,
because they got free Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Right, and people go there, get one coffee, whatever, and sit all day, or maybe they're just waiting for somebody. People have meetings in Starbucks all the time. So what happened next is the employee called the police, and there was a video that was recorded that's been viewed like 10 million times, and here's what happened.
What did they get called for? Because there are 2 black guys sitting here meeting me?
Yes, I
didn't know. Well, what did they do?
They get discriminated.
It is discrimination. It's absolutely discrimination. Why was anyone else asking?
Because they're not a paying customer.
So the police came and actually arrested the two men, and there were people inside the establishment. One man, Andrew Yaffe, who you heard on that audio, he's white. He said, they're not even doing anything. What did they get called for? Because there's two black guys sitting here meeting me? Like, what's the problem? And officers did escort them out. Now, the men have not been identified, but they were arrested on suspicion of trespassing. But according to the prosecutor's office in Philly, they declined to charge the men because of a lack of evidence that a crime was committed.
So they were meeting that white guy?
I don't know if they. I don't know if he just said that, but I mean.
Well, salute to that white guy, Andrew, and they're using his privilege to combat prejudice. I wish those guys could have used his white privilege the way they were using Starbucks Wi-Fi, and then they wouldn't have been arrested.
Now, Starbucks has apologized on Twitter because there's a boycott Starbucks hashtag going around. Mm-hmm. And the CEO of Starbucks released a statement. Starbucks stands firmly against discrimination or racial profiling. Regretfully, our practices and training led to a bad outcome. The basis for the call to the Philadelphia Police Department was wrong. Our store manager never intended for these men to be arrested, and this should have never escalated as it did.
So the store manager should be fired.
Yeah, why call the police if they want to get arrested?
Yeah, those three black guys need to get a check cut to them, right?
Yep.
And Starbucks needs to issue a more formal apology to the black community for their manager racially profiling people.
Absolutely.
And yeah. Shit, I feel like the police ain't getting enough smoke in this situation either, though.
Yeah, why
the
police why arrest them? Exactly. Like, it made no sense.
Police could have came in and de-escalated the situation instead of arresting them. Right. Just sitting in Starbucks?
I think that's crazy. And they didn't say a word. They just stood up. And that really hurt my heart to know that even when something crazy happens and you know you're not doing anything wrong, you just still have to be so compliant.
Yeah, it hurts my heart because I drink green tea every morning to get my day started.
You better not today.
No, I can't.
That's right.
We have green tea up here.
I know. I'm going to drink that old fat, what's it called? Corporate green tea.
There you go.
It's disgusting. It's very bitter.
That gets sent to every office in America.
That's right.
But we're going to have to make do.
It's probably made by another racist white person anyway.
You know what? That's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. If you had a bad night, bad morning, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity, 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Lorenzo Salisbury, North Carolina, home of Livingstone College.
What's up, my brother?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
What's up, Charlamagne? What's up, Envy?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, if the college electoral controls the vote, then why is everybody beefing about Russia and this investigation thing when we only vote for mayors, governors, and senators and stuff? I don't get it.
I don't get what you're saying.
Everybody.
Break it down for me. Slow.
Okay. We vote for the governor, the senator, congressman, councilman. But when we vote for the president, our vote doesn't count.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The popular vote doesn't count, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So being that our vote doesn't count, if those same senators, governors, and congressmen are part of the college electoral vote, right, that means they was dumb enough to believe that Russia rigged the election.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Maybe it's too early.
Maybe because I can't go to Starbucks and get my green tea. My brain ain't moving the way that it need to move. I don't understand what the young man is saying just now.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
Hey, Yee.
Hey, Travy Poo.
What's up, Charlamagne?
What up, sis? How are you?
I'm doing good.
How was your weekend? Yes.
You need to jump in your dark space, Charlamagne, bag on your next Brilliant Idiots episode.
On my what?
Get Maul out of here. I'm so tired of him.
Who?
She said
Maul. He be hating on you on the low.
I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
from Joe Podcast.
Oh, yeah. He's a hater. Yeah, he's a hater. He's the third mic on a podcast with no ads. He's a hater. I thought about suing Joe Budden this weekend, but then I realized he's not making no money.
So
I'm gonna wait till he signs his new TV deal.
Wait, what is going on?
He keeps saying I'm getting paid by Atlantic Records. That's defamation.
But you say that.
I don't. But he can't repeat what I say just because I say it.
Oh my goodness.
But look, anyway, Joe Budden might be good. Say it again, Yee.
Nothing. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm calling to talk about the bottoms this morning.
Well, hey!
I also call them the barbs, because they ain't nothing but a bunch of lonely-ass bottoms who sit there and attack people constantly all day long, being annoying, and I'm just about to say, they all need some D.
First of all, Trav, let's be clear, you do be agitating them.
No. I'm talking about how they clearly attack T-Boss for no reason.
They attack T-Boss?
Why would they attack T-Boss?
Yes, you didn't see that? They attacked T-Boss because T-Boss posted a posted a picture of Cardi's album around the same time that whole little motorsport thing came out. And they went off on T-Boss. T-Boss had to respond and basically cuss them out.
Well, I would hope that the generous queen, Nicki Minaj, tells them to lay off of T-Boss the way she told them to lay off of Quavo, okay? Please tell the generous queen to tell them to lay off of T-Boss, please.
Yeah, I'm just going to say all y'all delusional, y'all tired, y'all confused, and y'all messy. And Maul, you a sneaky little barb, too, you little bottom Tennessee boy.
Wow.
Nobody knows who you're talking about right now, Trav, but thank you for calling. I do like the Chun-Li record, though. I think Chun-Li record is hard.
Yeah, I like the Chun-Li record.
Upon further review on Friday, I thought it was just cool, but it's a dope record.
It's a cool record.
I still don't like Bobby Tings, though.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is L, man.
L, what's
going
up,
on, y'all?
What's up? Get it off your chest.
Yo, Charlamagne and DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
Yo, so y'all telling me that Beyonce's live is better than Michael Jackson live?
Absolutely. I think Beyonce's a better live performer than Michael Jackson.
Nah, you crazy. And you said his Super Bowl performance, that's not the only performance he had.
Yeah, I said the Super Bowl performance, the Motown 25, the MTV VMAs in 95, when he performed Smooth Criminal.
Mike had people fainting, though. Like,
what that got to do with performance, though, my brother? What that got to do with what he did on stage?
They loved it, though. They loved his performance. That's how much they loved his performance, though.
We were in awe of Michael Jackson. Listen, I love
Mike.
This all I ask
but
you to
I
do.
I love Beyonce, too, though. I love Beyonce, too.
This all I ask you to do. When you go home today, when you get some time, go watch the old Michael Jackson performances on YouTube, the 93 Super Bowl, 95 VMAs, Motown 25, and watch Beyonce's first Super Bowl performance, the Coachella performance. I would even throw in, what's another performance I was just thinking about? I don't know. But go watch him and compare.
I'm going to watch him. I'll call back.
Yeah, you got to review it again.
You got to watch him.
And Angelina, I agree with you with that Prince thing. Prince was nice.
Yeah, Prince is my guy right there.
Yeah, Prince was the illest. Man.
Oh, yeah, Prince was a better musician than Definitely Beyonce musician. And Michael,
Absolutely.
By the way.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Shrana, and I'm calling from Columbus, Georgia.
Okay, get it off your chest, mama.
Hey, I was just calling about the Starbucks situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I heard you guys say about the police officer situation and why they arrested them. And I just wanted to say that the store manager wanted to press charges, so legally they have to. They didn't want to, but legally they have to.
Uh-oh.
And I just wanted to clear that up because I love you guys, and I hate when you guys have this bad understanding of a police officer, because my boyfriend's a police officer, and he's not one of those that we hear about in the news, so it's a bit frustrating, but I do love listening to you guys.
He's one of the good ones?
He is one of the good ones, and actually, he's the one who told me about the Starbucks situation. And he thinks that it's pretty messed up.
Does he use his state-issued handcuffs on you every now and then?
I'll keep that personal.
There you go.
Can I ask you something? So no matter what happens, even if everybody's there saying nobody's doing anything wrong and there's no situation, they still have to arrest the person?
Yes, by law they do.
That's crazy.
Now, he's had to do that for, you know, certain people that he doesn't agree with, but by law they have to. And then when they decide to let go, you kind of just go with that. But it's one of those where your job's on the line, so if something goes wrong, then he could get fired.
So if I could call the police on Envy and Charlamagne right now, they have to arrest them.
It depends on what you say, I'm sure.
No, well, it has to be something reasonable, but yeah, but they probably would. If you called and you wanted to press charges, then yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, well, thank you, Mama.
Thank you. You guys have a good morning.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I've seen the police get called before.
And the
police have been like, look, go home. You know what I mean? And somebody else has been really, really complaining. Like, oh, they did this, they did that. If the police don't see that it's probable cause to arrest, they're not going to always arrest.
Absolutely. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up anytime. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to be talking about STDs in R. Kelly. We'll tell you about some new accusations.
Goodness gracious,
STDs in R. Kelly? STDs and Dr.
Kelly.
Sound like they go hand in hand to me.
And then we'll be discussing, we'll be talking about Beyonce all throughout the morning, so we might as well get started early.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's up? It's Monday.
What's
back
up?
To the
What's
work
up?
Week. Now let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Beyonce.
It's
she's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Beyonce headlined Coachella, and during her performance, she even said, thank you for allowing me to be the first black woman to headline Coachella. Mm. Also, Destiny's Child is the first girl group to perform at Coachella because she did bring them out as well. Mm-hmm. She set the highest live streaming record. She was the most tweeted about performance, and she had the longest Coachella performance. So congratulations to Beyonce for breaking the internet. If you haven't seen it, we have a snippet for you, but it doesn't really do much justice. You have to watch it, but check it out.
Hey, man, it just makes you want to demand more from yourself and your whole team. Mm-hmm. Everybody in sync, not one damn flaw occurring, executing effortlessly. Meanwhile, somebody on your team is going to get your breakfast order wrong this morning.
Now, she basically had her own HBCU, the University of Beyonce, and she had on a sweater that said BK, Beyonce Knowles, which is school colors were yellow and black, which is also the theme from her album Lemonade. And she had the marching band, which were former members of Florida A&M University's band. She had a drum line. She had Solange come out and perform with her and dance and Get Me Bodied and everything. Jay-Z came out. They did Deja Vu.
Mm-hmm. Jay-Z don't need to be coming out with Beyonce, man. Drop on the clues bombs for Hov, but you slowed the offense down, Hov.
It was good.
He slowed the offense down, man. It's like Melo when you know you got Melo on your team and you pass Melo the ball and the offense just stops.
No,
he slowed the offense down a little bit.
He could have been singing Lose My Breath.
You did lose your breath a little bit, Hov.
But it's Beyonce, what can you do? Who can really, I mean, besides Destiny Child, and the marching band was incredible, by the way.
By the way, if your marching band can't play Pastor Troy, we ready, then your marching band is trash.
Well, any marching band from the HBCU can play
they
that.
Better.
Yeah, they can play that.
Take the B out. Take the B out if you can't play Pastor Troy.
Chance the Rapper tweeted out, I saw it with my own two eyes. Beyonce is the greatest entertainer to ever live and the queen of music. Angie Martinez said, Beyonce is the greatest performer of all time, and I do not wish to argue this point tonight. And even Iggy Azalea, who was, by the way, people said Tiger was there with her. Well, we saw the pictures, but his arm around her. I don't know if that means they're dating. But she tweeted out, I don't think I'll ever see a better show than the one I just watched Beyonce perform tonight. I am shaken to my bones.
I agree with all of those people. I mean, listen, and I don't like to be a prisoner of the moment. So yesterday I went into a deep wormhole of Michael Jackson performances. I watched the 93 Super Bowl performance, his 95 VMA performance, his Motown 25 appearance. And I think Beyonce is a better live performer than Michael Jackson.
I wouldn't dispute that.
Yeah, definitely. I think a better live performer.
I just think she's a better live performer. Mm-hmm. I ain't talking about nothing else but on that stage.
And there's not too many people I would even want to go see. I'm not a huge concert person, but Beyonce, I always go see her in concert.
Absolutely.
I've seen about three times. Michael Jackson, I think, is a bigger superstar than Beyonce
is. Of course.
But Beyonce is a better performer.
I'm just talking about
absolutely.
The stage. I ain't talking about nothing else but that stage.
All right, now let's discuss Tristan Thompson, a fifth woman.
Oh, my goodness.
They have identified. Her name is Tanya, and according to the Daily Mail, they were first seen together leaving the Four Seasons downtown in November of 2017. And since then, he's been seen with her a few times. So according to sources, they're saying Tristan has been consistently cheating on Khloé. He's a serial cheater, and there will be more women to come out of the woodwork. Now, Kanye West,
by the
way.
You gotta have a starting five, though, just in Tristan's.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Kanye West tweeted out a picture of himself and Lamar Odom. And he captioned it. He said, my favorite moment of walking into Madison Square Garden to play St. Pablo, I used to go to the hospital and play Lamar the album when he was learning to walk and talk again. Then we walked into the arena together. So I don't know if that's a shot at Tristan, him reminiscing yesterday about Lamar Odom and him trying to, you know, take some shots at Tristan because of the whole.
I don't think those are no shots at Tristan. I think that they
situation would. Situation with Khloé, but that family.
Yeah, but you don't stop being friends with a person just because that person's not in the family no more. Right?
I don't know how one would interpret that because Kanye doesn't even really tweet that much.
And especially,
he only has like 14 tweets.
Especially if when Lamar was in a coma and Kanye's music did really help, you know, bring him back.
Right.
Like
so
they say.
I don't know. Word is, though, that Khloé's not giving up on Tristan. So we'll see what happens. All right. And R. Kelly, a woman is saying that he gave her an STD. While he was in town for a concert just back in December, she's 19 years old when she started dating him. And she said she ended her relationship with him, but that the union had been fraught with several forms of criminal misconduct, including unlawful restraint, furnishing alcohol and illegal drugs to a minor, and aggravated assault. That's because of the STD infection.
Which STD did it know?
We don't know.
How is it a minor if she was 19?
Well, drinking.
You can't give nobody a drink.
Oh, yeah, okay. Got you.
All right, now, according to the other family, the Savages, who also came forward with accusations against...
Why are you calling them Savages?
That's their last name.
Oh. I was like, what?
Jocelyn Savage. They said, we felt from the beginning that the reason he's holding the girls is he has some kind of STD that he couldn't cure. That's how they feel. So now this other woman is coming forward and accusing him of giving her an STD. She's not identified yet.
So he's not, like, holding them hostage. It's like, allegedly, if I got herpes, look, we all got herpes together, so we might as well be together.
That you can't leave is still holding someone hostage.
How do you put that together?
Well, I'm saying not necessarily holding them, but just saying, like, look, we all got herpes. We in this together, so we might as well stick together. That's what he's basically
saying.
Let's
just isolate that. Okay, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Go ahead, I'm ready to sue. I need some money for this.
You said it.
All right, now we got front page news coming up. What are we talking about front page news?
Let's talk about Uber. They have a whole new situation that they're doing. Let's see if you're interested in it.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's go straight to Uber. What's going on with Uber? You said a new service?
Yes. Uber is launching a car rental service that will allow strangers to rent each other's vehicles. It's kind of like Airbnb.
That's smart.
But it's for cars. It's called Uber Rent, so you can rent someone else's car for a fee. It's kind of like Zipcar, but instead of the company owning the car, it's other people. So it's a private person. So it's like an Airbnb for cars, basically. You could rent out your...
That's smart.
Ferrari or something.
Nah, I wouldn't rip it out. I'm too paranoid to do stuff like that because I would think that it's, you know, a bunch of kilos in the trunk, a couple dead white women. I don't know if I would just be renting people's cars. No,
also, you don't know if somebody's going to rent your car and do some craziness.
Exactly.
Imagine that.
I don't trust that.
There's a way for people to get some extra money.
They're going through the tolls, not paying the tolls.
Yeah, they don't get charged because your credit card will be on file. But I mean, that's a way for people to make some extra money. Yeah, if they make a little extra money, I think that's cool.
And doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of Uber? I call Uber because I don't want to drive.
Oh, yeah, but maybe you want a car for a couple of days.
Oh.
Let's say you go to Cali for a couple of days and you need a car. You don't want to go to Hertz or one of those other places because it might be too expensive. You can rent whatever you want.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Zipcar. Now, the prices will be the same as they are on Getaround. That's who they're teaming up with. And that's in 15 cities already. It starts at $5 an hour, depending on what type of car you're getting. And all the cars are covered by that $1 million insurance policy that Getaround has. So when that's you cool. sign up to be a driver, you have to provide your driver's license. Then they cross-check that with the DMV to make sure that you have a clean record. And so on.
Or if you want to buy a car, let's say I could rent your car for the day to see if I like it, if I want to buy it, you know? It's like a test drive.
Or you could go to
dealer's only going to let you take it for 5 minutes.
Right. So pretty interesting. Would you want to rent out your car?
I wouldn't.
That's a quick way to make some extra cash, though.
Imagine you had a little hoopty and you're like, all right, I need to make some money.
Yeah, you got a little extra.
You could actually, you know how people get by, people sometimes buy like apartments and stuff like that to rent it out.
Yeah, you could buy
cars
to rent out.
So you could probably buy
a
car and just rent it out and make money like that. All right, now let's discuss this Starbucks and downtown Philly situation again. Two black men were in Starbucks and they sat down. Now, according to officials, they said they had asked to use the restroom, but because they hadn't bought anything, the employee said no. Eventually, they were asked to leave, and when they declined, that's when an employee called the police. And here's what happened, because I guess they were planning to meet someone there, and then when Andrew Yaffe, who's white, showed up, he was like, what are the police here for? Check it out.
What did they get called for? Because there are two black guys sitting here meeting me?
Yes, I didn't know.
Well, what did they do?
You can't discriminate.
It's discrimination. It's absolutely discrimination. Why was anyone outside?
Because they're not paying customers.
I mean, I didn't know you couldn't go in and sit down and wait for someone.
That's what everybody does at Starbucks. They go in there to use the Wi-Fi.
People do that at regular restaurants. If you're meeting somebody and they're late, you might just go sit at the bar. I'm just waiting for somebody.
Yeah, salute to that white guy, Andy. That's his name, right?
Andrew.
Salute to Andrew for using his privilege to combat prejudice. I wish white privilege was as accessible as Starbucks Wi-Fi. If so, those brothers wouldn't have been arrested.
Yeah, he's saying that he was meeting them. Now, the men have not been identified, but they were arrested on suspicion of trespassing. Starbucks did not want to press charges, and the men were later on released. But in Philly, they also declined to charge the men because of a lack of evidence that a crime was committed. So now there's a hashtag boycott Starbucks. Now, Starbucks has since posted a reply apologizing. We apologize to the two individuals and our customers and are disappointed this led to an arrest. We take these matters seriously and clearly have more work to do when it comes to how we handle incidents in our stores. We are reviewing our policies and will continue to engage with the community and the police department to try to ensure these types of situations never happen in any of our stores.
Isn't the CEO of Starbucks going to be on Good Morning America or something this morning?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, I hope he apologizes to the black community. I think that the three black men and Starbucks need to be compensated in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Not with no damn Starbucks gift cards either. We need some cash. And I think the manager, you know, has to take responsibility for their actions, and they should be fired.
Right. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Now, let's have some fun with this. Thank you, Yee. 800-585-1051.
Oh, that wasn't your rumor report. That was from Page News.
That's from Page News.
Why'd I say that?
I don't know. But anyway, let's open up the phone lines. Who is the best performer of all time? That's the question. 800-585-1051.
We're not
going to
leave it open-ended like that.
You're saying just Beyonce or Michael Jackson?
Beyonce and Michael Jackson.
You want to open up a little more?
No, I don't want to open it
some
up a little more.
Some people think Elvis Presley. Some
no,
people,
no.
Some people think Whitney Houston.
No.
Some people think Busta Rhymes.
No. Well, Busta was a good performer, but no.
Before, I would have said Prince.
I mean,
but I still love Prince. Let's be clear. I'll never not love Prince.
Prince is a different type of live performer. Prince can play instruments. Prince is a great musician. That's why I like
it. It's just my guy. It's my preference. I love Prince.
Let's just keep
some
it
people
at
say
Beyonce
Mariah. Some people say Bob Marley.
The conversation is Beyonce and Michael. That was the conversation that got started yesterday after Beyonce's Coachella performance. So no need to bring everybody else in it.
Okay.
Because truth be told, the three greatest live performers ever are James Brown, Michael Jackson, and Beyonce. All right. And Michael took the bar and raised it from what James Brown was doing, and Beyonce has taken the bar and raised it from what Michael Jackson was doing.
800-585-1051. Who's the best performer of all time?
Live performer on stage.
Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're asking, who is the best performer, Beyonce or Michael Jackson?
Well, this is Charlamagne Tha God talking, and this is strictly my opinion. And y'all do know it was a time before Michael where people thought saying anyone was a better live performer than James Brown was blasphemous. So I'm saying all that to say things can change. Mm-hmm. Same way James Brown raised the bar, Michael Jackson raised the bar higher, and now Beyonce has raised the bar even more than both of them. I'm talking strictly live performances, nothing else. Okay, because when it comes to musical catalog, I think Michael is better. But just performance-wise, Beyonce got that, bro. Beyonce's a better live performer than Michael Jackson.
I agree with you. What I've seen from Beyonce and how she's able to get hundreds of people behind her, from the band to dancers, and they all in sync.
Yes.
Which is simply amazing.
Everybody in sync, executing effortlessly, flawless. I think Beyonce's a better live performer.
Costume changes, all that. What do you think?
Listen, I absolutely love Beyonce, but then I was just sitting here thinking, but these aren't performances. I was thinking about the Thriller video, the Bad video, the Remember the Time video. Those were iconic. But do you call that's not a performance?
No, we're talking
about
so
live stage.
I know, so
I just
thought about all
stage.
Of those things because I never want to forget those iconic moments from Michael Jackson also. But I've actually never seen Michael Jackson in person perform live, and I have seen Beyonce. And I think also as a woman, it gives you a different type of feeling too.
All you got to do is go to YouTube, right? And you can Google Beyonce 2016 VMA performance, her 2013 Super Bowl performance, her Coachella performance. Compare that to Michael's 93 Super Bowl performance, his 1995 VMA performance, and his Motown 25 appearance. I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's not even close.
Well, let's go to the phone lines.
Beyonce smokes Michael on
people
stage.
People don't believe you. Crystal?
Yes?
Hey, who's the better live performer?
Well, first off, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Crystal.
She's right. First off, good morning.
I love you guys. Anywho, Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of Beyonce, but Michael Jackson is legendary. I grew up on him, and I'm not even going to lie. I had a baby in September, and I had them playing Michael Jackson while they were cutting me open with my C-section.
Now, baby, we're not talking about music now, because musical catalog, Michael Jackson, I think, smokes Beyonce. I'm talking about on that stage as a live performer. That's all we're talking about.
As a live performer, I would still have to agree with Michael Jackson.
She loves
Michael.
He
knows how to get the crowd going.
All
right. He knows how to, you know.
All I ask y'all to do is simply go to YouTube and watch. It's not even close.
But she was probably raised with him, so she remembers.
Yeah, she loves Michael. She has a connection.
Gee, what
I love Michael, too.
Hey, man. Charlamagne, you bugging up there, disrespecting Michael Jackson. Man, every move Beyonce do is a move that Michael Jackson invented. And second of all, I got to say, I think Ciara would have destroyed Beyonce when she was in her prime.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you hung up on him.
I'm sorry.
God bless you, man. On behalf of Beyonce and the Beehive, God bless you.
I'm sorry.
How you bring Ciara and the crickets into this?
I'm sorry.
Beyonce got the Beehive, Ciara got the crickets. Why would you
I'm
do
not
that?
Dissing Ciara.
And Ciara gets busy on stage.
Come on, don't diss Ciara.
My finger slips.
All right, we're not going to do that. All right, it's a reason B comes before C in the alphabet, goddamn.
All right, 800-585-1051. Who is a better performer, Michael Jackson or Beyonce? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're opening up the phone lines right now. Beyonce destroyed Coachella,
or Beachella,
whatever you want to call it. And we're asking who had the best performer. Who's the best performer? Hello?
Yo.
What's up, bro? What's your name?
What's up? My name's Grime.
Grime, who's the best performer?
And I think, I ain't gonna lie, man, Beyonce good, but when I feel, hey, when I go to Ply shows, man, when he put on that rock, the energy in the room just...
Hey, yo, have a blessed day, my G.
Yeah, shout out to
have
Ply.
Have a blessed day, man.
Did you just say Ply?
Salute to my guy, Ply. Ply sent me a Donkey of the Day hat. But yeah, God bless
you,
man.
Did you just say Ply?
You know what, man? This is why our show will never be great.
You know, did he say Ply?
He likes ran off on the plug, and he likes the... Now, I'm not going to lie, I might agree with him.
We talking about Beyonce and Michael...
performer than Beyonce.
We talking about Beyonce and Michael Jackson. He's talking about Ply.
Ply's my guy, too, but you know what?
Ply's no, he ain't. I'm not even having this conversation. I'm not entertaining this. Go to the next one.
I don't know. Rock is kind of...
Yee, I'm going to fight you. Eric.
Yo.
Who's a better performer, Michael Jackson or Beyonce, bro?
First of all, morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I like that people are saying, first of all, good morning. Greet me first.
Yeah, I would go with Michael Jackson because if you got him up there doing one pelvic thrust and half of the crowd missing the rest of the show fainting, you have to give it up there.
Yeah, because everybody was in awe of Michael. He was just that popular. But we just talking about skill set on that stage. Beyonce's a better live performer.
Hello, who's this?
There's Sauce from Brooklyn.
What's up, bro? We're talking who's the best live performer, Michael Jackson or Beyonce?
Michael, bro.
When the last time you see it? When the last time you watched a Michael Jackson performance?
Only person I see make people faint was Michael and the Pope.
Y'all keep saying this about fainting. What does fainting have to do with what he was doing
somebody
on that stage?
Somebody just fainted at Bow Wow.
I was about to say that. Bow Wow just had somebody faint. Bow Wow just had somebody faint.
Y'all, like, nobody's talking about skill set here. They talking about people fainting.
Hello, who's this?
This is Rodney, Indianapolis.
Hey, Rodney, what's going on, bro?
Nothing much. How you doing?
Good, good. Who's the best performer, Michael Jackson or Beyonce?
Man, you know Michael Jackson, the only one I ever seen have him passing out all
over. Oh, my God!
Y'all gonna put Bow Wow up there.
Y'all gotta stop. So that's the only reason y'all think Michael's a better performer, because people passed out at his show?
Well, listen, people are going with their opinion.
Maybe it was hot.
Hello?
Let them have their opinion.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your name, mama?
My name's Ebony. Calling from Pensacola, Florida.
Good morning, Ebony.
Hey, Eb.
We're talking Beyonce or Michael Jackson. Who was the better live performer?
Beyonce. She definitely represented. She's just an all-around, overall performer. If you want to talk musically, Michael Jackson, he was up there. But all around Beyonce, she definitely represented.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you, mama.
I really feel like a lot of people haven't seen Michael Jackson's performances in a long time. All you got to do is just go to YouTube, go watch his 93 Super Bowl performance, go watch his 95 VMA performance, his Motown 25 appearance, and compare him to Beyonce's 2016 VMA performance, her 2013 Super Bowl performance, and her Coachella performance. I promise you, it's not even close.
But right now, it's a tie between Michael Jackson and Plies.
Man, shut up.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, there was a point in time where it was blasphemous to say that anybody was a better live performer than James Brown until Michael Jackson came along, and he raised the bar higher, and now Beyonce has raised the bar even higher than both of them. So things can change, people.
Yeah, let's see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's see where Plies takes this in the next
man,
couple
shut
of years.
Up. Jesus Christ,
we
man.
Got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Hazel E. She was on Ianla, Fix My Life. How did that go over the weekend? Also, Azealia Banks, what's going on with her? We got to check up on her.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, Donald Glover is going to be taking over duties for Saturday Night Live. That's happening on May 5th. So not only is he going to be a musical guest, but he'll also be hosting. And not a lot of people have done both of those things. It's just Drake, Justin Timberlake, Jennifer Lopez, Ray Charles, and Britney Spears are among the people who've both hosted and been the musical guest.
I like the promo for that, how it says Donald Glover hosting Childish Gambino performing. That's dope.
Right. So this is going to be happening May 5th again. So... look, I'm happy about it. And I know you said you didn't like that episode of Atlanta with Donald Glover where he was the one dressed up as...
Teddy Perkins, whatever his name was.
I liked it. I thought it was hilarious.
What was the humor in it?
It was just funny. I was laughing the whole time because, first of all, I knew it was him playing that character and just the things that he was doing while, you know, he just came to get a piano.
I don't think laughter...
If you didn't see it, but I was laughing the whole time.
I don't think laughter was what he was going for with a double suicide.
When I watched
homicide.
It.
My goodness.
Homicide.
It's homicide.
Whatever. Somebody died.
All right. Now, Kevin Hart said he spoke with Meek Mill, and he said on social media, on Instagram, just got off the phone with Meek Mill. I love my guy. He's in a really good space and wanted me to share some things with you guys. So he said, I'm loving his mental right now. He is not allowing this minor setback in life to break him. Instead, he's embracing it and using it as motivation to improve on himself. He's truly displaying a different level of mental toughness. He wanted me to tell all of his fans and supporters that he truly appreciates all of your support and that he loves all of you for it. All of our lives have the potential to be amazing stories. It's up to us to write our own destiny. And he said, after talking to Meek today, I know that he is destined for great things to come. He's been through a lot. He's so focused on telling his story and making sure the youth that's coming up under him doesn't have to go through the same thing. So that's good that he's in good spirits. I know originally they were saying today, but I don't know what's going to happen today. But that was the word that he might be getting out today.
Okay.
All right. Shaq was at Walmart and his credit card got declined. Now, he was on the Late Late Show with James Corden, and here's what he said.
I have the biggest purchase in Walmart history. I get traded from Miami to Phoenix, and I'm the type of guy I have no patience. So when I get to Phoenix, I got to go get four or five TVs. I got to go get printers. I got to go get laptops. I got to go get appliances, sheets, towels, underwear, T-shirts. So at the end, it was $70,000, so I put my credit card in and got declined. So then the American Express security called me. Hey, man, somebody stole your credit card, and they spent $70,000 at Walmart. I said, no, that was me. What the hell are you buying for $70,000? So they turned it back on.
Wow. Drop on the clues bombs for Walmart, goddammit.
That's okay. A lot of stuff from Walmart.
No, for American Express. Now, we all have American Express cards, and actually, that's happened to me several times.
Me as
if
well.
If you're in a different state or someplace that you're not normally at and you try to purchase something, sometimes they'll decline it, but they send you a text or they call you right away for you to approve the purchase.
First of all, I don't even got to go as far as American Express. My Wells Fargo account does that for me. Drop on the clues bombs for Wells Fargo, damn it.
My Bank of America does. American Express is the only one that does
that for me.
Bank of
America does that for me, too.
All right? Let me tell you how frugal I am. I'm Frugal Vandross.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm somewhere and I spend $200 on that card, they will not go through, and they will call me to say, hey.
That's a little low. That's a little
but
crazy.
But that's because they know I don't spend money like that.
Like, right? When I bought my house and I was trying to buy furniture, I was at Restoration Hardware and my card got declined. It's an embarrassing situation because it make it seem like, you know.
That you ain't got it?
Or that it's fraudulent or something's happening and you feel like. Everybody's looking
Not
at
me.
You.
I
actually just had to go back outside. I had to call them, and then they had to approve it, and then I came back in. But it's happened to me several times.
It happened to me all the time.
I'd be
all
thanking the time. Them. I'd be like, thank you for calling me, man. You stay on your goddamn job, all right?
Nah, it happens to me all the time, especially with an Amex.
When you see anything that don't look like me.
All right, now, Azealia okay? Banks.
What do you look like?
Over $200?
No.
Azealia Banks was on her Instagram story and says that she had been roofied and low-key raped. Listen to what she said on Instagram story.
I don't, like, really realize it, like, this rape shit, you know, like, men can just prey on you and just, like, you know, badger you, force you to say yes, and it's just, like, to the point where you feel like you gave consent, but you didn't give shit, you know, you never wanted to do shit, and then there you are, just, like, feeling, like, powerless. Somebody really just got the best of me.
Yikes.
Now, she did update people on Saturday. She said she was good. She said, what is even in a roofie? I've never felt that type of intoxication in my life. I woke up, my throat was in pins and needles. It's under control now. My brothers and friends are here. I'm going to be fine. Don't panic, guys. I love you. I definitely got drugged in my drink, but I'm waking up again. She said, it takes a lot to take this elephant down. Show is still on for tomorrow. See y'all then.
Jeez.
Well, what's the best for her?
Yeah, definitely pray for her.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, this has been irking me since I heard it on Friday. So today, we need Taylor Swift to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a little word with her, please.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 15th goes to the unseasoned boneless chicken breast that America knows. It's Taylor Swift. Now, I'd be lying to y'all if I told you that I don't think Taylor Swift got some bops, okay? 1989 album was dope. Drop on the clues bombs for that album, damn it. All right, Shake It Off still fire to me to this day now. There's only one thing that irritates me about Taylor Swift, and that is when she acts face surprised when she wins awards. I can't stand that fake humility she displays in those moments. But other than that, I got no problem with the warm bowl of mayonnaise soup that is Taylor Swift. But this weekend, Taylor Swift did something that grinded my gears. See, on Friday, Taylor Swift released the cover of Earth, Wind, and Fire's 1978 Love Jam September. Now, I don't give a damn how old you are. If you was raised in a black household, you have heard this record at some point in your life. Mm-hmm. Me, personally, I grew up around jukeboxes. All right, my father managed a club growing up called The Zebra, and I can remember hearing that song all the time, whether it was in The Zebra or in a fish market my father owned or in his truck. Earth, Wind, and Fire, that September was one of those rare songs that was always in rotation everywhere. What's crazy is I just realized this weekend the song was called September. I had no idea. I never thought about it. But I know the words, though. Hit it!
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds of pretenders while chasing the clouds away.
All right. Come on now.
Fast forward.
Classic 2018.
Let's go.
Drop one of Clue's bombs for Earth, Wind, and Fire, damn it, okay? Classic doesn't begin to describe that record, and when you're dealing with a classic record like that, you shouldn't touch it. Leave it alone. Mm. Nobody should touch it unless you're drunk performing karaoke somewhere, but clearly, this human helmet's jar in the flesh, Taylor Swift didn't get the memo because she jumped out the window and decided to cover September, okay? And if that idea, just the idea of Taylor Swift covering September sounds whack, all right? Just hearing me talk about it sounds whack. Well, Taylor didn't let you down. She gave us the most basic, gluten-free rendition of September you will ever hear, ladies and gentlemen. If Duke's Mayonnaise could sing, it would sound like this.
Do you remember?
Huh?
The 28th night of September. Love was changing the minds of pretenders.
Oh my goodness.
While chasing the clouds away. Our hearts were ringing.
Is that a banjo?
In the key that our souls were singing.
Fart, please.
As my goodness.
Night, oh. Remember.
Jeez.
How the stars stole the night away.
You ever seen that video where they was eating mayonnaise with a spoon?
Threw up in my mouth.
Oh. Okay, enough.
That didn't give me the same feeling.
Nah, I definitely didn't get the same feeling.
Shake it off.
First of all, instead of September, Taylor Swift should have called this song Nebuary. Okay, because that's the month this song should have been recorded and released in. All right, Taylor, you lack the one thing it takes to pull this cover off, and that's soul. All right, there's no such thing as a soulless Earth, Wind, and Fire song. And unless you have soul, you can't even attempt to cover one of these records. In fact, I came across a pressing question once on social media, and that question was, what happens to someone's soul when they become a zombie? I don't know the answer to that question, but the next time I see that question asked online, I'm going to send them a link to Taylor Swift's cover of September. Look, Taylor, don't go chasing Earth, Wind, and Fire, okay? Stick to the I Knew You With Troubles and the Shake It Off that you're used to. Play that unseasoned, boneless chicken breast ballad once more, please. Play.
Do you remember?
Oh, come on.
All right. I just want to play it to fart on it. Fart on that record.
September. No.
Oh, louder. There you go.
Right.
Ass gas on that trash. One more time.
Our hearts were ringing.
Okay.
Okay, one more fart. I had to force that one out. Might have been a shark.
Come on.
Listen, man, two things we learned from this. One, you gotta have soul to cover Earth, Wind, and Fire, period. And two, there are four natural elements that exist on this earth. Earth, wind, fire, and water. Okay, I repeat, there are four natural elements that exist on this planet, and mayonnaise will never be one of them. Please give Taylor Swift the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey.
Hear that soul.
Of the day.
Soul.
Ooh-hoo. You are the donkey.
You hear that soul?
Of the day. Yee-haw.
All right.
That's just straight acapella. Three Brothers with Soul.
All right. Up next, of course, we were talking Shaquille O'Neal in the last rumors. If you haven't heard, he had an embarrassing moment at Walmart. Can we play it?
I have the biggest purchase in Walmart history. I get traded from Miami to Phoenix, and I'm the type of guy I have no patience. So when I get to Phoenix, I got to go get four or five TVs. I got to go get printers. I got to go get laptops. I got to go get appliances, sheets, towels, underwear, T-shirts. So at the end, it was $70,000, so I put my credit card in and got declined. So then the American Express security called me. He, hey, man, somebody stole your credit card. And they spent $70,000 at Walmart. I said, no, that was me. What the hell are you buying for $70,000? So they turned it back on.
My goodness. All right, so the
that
question
is a lot. There must have been no rollback prices when he was there that day.
800-585-1051. He said TV. Probably bought mad TVs. TVs. Probably with a time when them flat screens first came out.
Do you think he bought furniture?
Now, you know when the flat screens first came out and they were super duper expensive?
Oh.
Had to be during that time. All right, well, call us up. Have you ever had an embarrassing moment with your credit card? I was just thinking, right? I remember one time I took the kids wanted McDonald's, and I took them to McDonald's, and I had no money on me, and I tried to use the card, and McDonald's declined my credit card.
McDonald's?
Dropping the clues bombs for Ronald McDonald, baby.
Okay. Declined my card.
I remember one time I was shopping for new comforters at Bloomingdale's. I was with Kaiser. I tried to use my card, and then he Snapchatted my card getting declined.
Did it ever work again?
Yeah, it did. I had to call.
I wouldn't call McDonald's. I just took off. I was like, I'm going home. The kids gonna have to eat something at the house.
So they didn't get to eat?
They definitely didn't eat no McDonald's that day.
So what happened with all the food they made for you guys? They put it back in?
I don't know what they did. I took off. I was like, this is embarrassing.
Did they put the fries back in when things like that happen?
I don't know what they do. I don't work at McDonald's. But anyway, 800-585-1051. Tell us your most embarrassing moment when your card got declined. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're asking about your most embarrassing moment when your credit card got declined. I think mine had to be McDonald's. I was getting the kids some McDonald's, some fries, or a Happy Meal, and it got declined. And I didn't wait for them to call me. I just took off because I was like, my credit card declined. It was like $12, $15. Decline. What about you, Charlamagne?
I don't have these problems because I don't go chasing waterfalls. I stick to the rivers and the lakes that I'm used to. And the only time I ever use my credit card is like for like things that I don't really use my debit card. I use it, but I don't use it for stuff that I know is going to be like a big purchase. And if I am about to make a big purchase, I call my bank and let them know, hey, I'm about to make this purchase at such and such place, because I've been in those situations where I use my card and it don't go through.
It's happened to me multiple times.
But I know why it don't go through. It doesn't embarrass me when it don't go through, though.
It depends on who I'm with and what's going on in the situation. But it's happened to me many times. Whenever I use my Amex card and I'm in a different city, I guess I must have some special, like, extra alert on it or something. Because anytime it's a purchase, they always call me, like, when I'm not in New York or whatever.
That goes by history. Every time I go to South Africa, I go out of the country. The first one, they let me live. The second one, decline.
Yeah, and that's why I always, like, if I'm going out the country, I always call the bank, let them know I'm going out the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really
have
no
problems.
I never
do that. I never call them in advance. Yeah. I just go for it.
But they will call me. If I spend over $200, my bank calling me.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
DJ, what happening?
What's up, bro? We're talking about the most embarrassing moment when your car got declined.
Yeah. Well, I was out in Cancun, and I was at the casino. It was actually for a wedding. So all the groomsmen went to the casino, and I got popped for all the cash I had, so I figured I could do a cash advance on my credit card for $2,500. But before I went to the ATM, I just went ahead and started borrowing from all my friends, borrowed $2,500 from everybody. You know what I mean? And then when I went to try to do the cash advance, got declined.
Damn.
Now all my boys just tugged at me. They popped for their cash that they had. I mean, that was a long ride home back on that plane with everybody tight at me.
I bet it was.
And by the way, I don't use my card out the country. Like when I go to like the islands, like Angola and stuff, I just take cash.
No, I use Amex. Amex is good. They convert the money for you too. And then if there's ever a problem, you can call and say that charge wasn't me. They take it right off.
But I'm always scared to use my card out of the country. I don't like using my card at the airport because I think people will steal it. I mean, that's just the truth.
That's why I use Amex so much. Hello, who's this?
Janae.
Hey, Janae, you ever use your card and got embarrassed?
I did. We were in this restaurant in Hell's Kitchen. It was a few of us, and everyone sent me their money through QuickPay, and I paid the whole bill on my debit card, actually, and it got declined. But I had a lot of money in my account at the time, and everybody was like, okay, what is she doing? She just took our money and can't pay the bill. But Chase thought that it was an unusual amount of money that I was spending at a restaurant, so they cut me off, and I had to call and get everything straightened out. So they had to run it through manually, but I everyone.
You worked it out.
You know, that happens too. You know, in some places where it's a high frequency of fraud, they will cut it off immediately. I was at a club uptown. It was called Vintage back then. And we were all out there. It was somebody's birthday. And I bought bottles, right? And you know, they bring you the bottles first. And then they charge the card and it got declined.
We drank already.
And then my phone was dead, so I couldn't get the call. I was so sick.
They were more sick.
Yeah, I mean, they had to take the bottles back.
Right.
800-585-1051. We're talking, has your credit card ever been declined? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about Shaquille O'Neal. His credit card was declined in a major way. Let's hear it.
I get traded from Miami to Phoenix, and I'm the type of guy I have no patience. So when I get to Phoenix, I got to go get 4 or 5 TVs. I got to go get printers. I got to go get laptops. I got to go get appliances, sheets, towels, underwear, T-shirts. So at the end, it was $70,000, so I put my credit card in and got declined. So then the American Express security called me. And he, hey, man, somebody stole your credit card, and they spent $70,000 at Walmart. I said, no, that was me. What the hell are you buying for $70,000? So they turned it back on.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, have you had an embarrassing moment with your credit card? I mean, declined, stuck, sick. Yee said her decline. What happened with you, Yee?
Every time, well, I was trying to buy furniture, it got declined. I was trying to buy a comforter one time. I was with one of my friends, Mike Kaiser. He Snapchatted me with my car getting declined. I had to go through a lot. They had to actually call Bloomingdale's and then hand me the phone. I had to go through this whole process in order for me to be able to use my card. But I be wanting to get my points, too. That's another thing.
Yeah, that's another thing, too.
Listen, you should tell Amex thank you. You should tell Wells Fargo thank you. You should tell One United thank you.
Bank
like,
of
wherever
America.
You bank at, Bank of America, because when these people call you, when they see a suspicious-looking activity, even when it's you, appreciate that. Because one day, it really might be somebody trying to get over on you.
Well, right, actually, that did happen to me, too, and I don't know why that didn't get caught.
Hello, who's this?
It's Dave.
We're talking about the most embarrassing thing that happened when you try to use your credit card.
All right, so my most embarrassing thing was I'm a contractor down here in Miami, and I was buying, I'm going to say, about $2,000 worth of material, and I was going through the self-checkout. So now, usually when you go into a self-checkout, it's maybe 10 items or less. But, you know, I got two carts full of stuff, and I said, I'm just going to check out my own stuff because I don't want to wait through the line. So now the lady comes asking me for help, and I'm like, no, we don't need any help. So as I'm scanning, my boy says, hey, man, she's calling security. She called security. They got extra people at the door. And I'm like, oh, you know what? She's going to feel real stupid after I'm done scanning all my stuff and I pay for my supplies. So it comes to the point where I'm doing my checkout, I'm getting ready to make the payment, and I swipe my card, decline. And I'm like, whoa, I know the money's there. Why am I getting declined? So now I got to do that embarrassing part where you got to make the phone call to the bank to see what's going on. It looks like you don't got no money. Now you're just trying to stall. So I make the call and come to find out I got a $1,500 limit when it comes to swiping my card.
Ooh.
That nobody told me. You know, I have to walk away from all the materials and looking like I don't have the money. And, you know, now the lady, she's feeling all good about herself. She's like, I knew this dude didn't have no money. Look at him. And now I'm walking out with my head down with my guy like, man, it's all good. But yeah, that was my most embarrassing
moment. I'm sorry to hear you was out there stealing at Home Depot, man.
That's what they made it look like. But, yeah, that's how I felt.
You know, also, you know, for some reason, you know, on my debit card, I can only take out $300 a day.
Oh, really?
I can take out $400.
I can take out $1,000.
I can only take out, they
why?
Only out $300.
Why y'all mad at the bank for teaching y'all how to budget?
I'm not.
I don't need to take out $400 a day, by the way.
I need to take out $1,000.
Like, if you gotta go to the bank to get some money, I can only
why
give you $300.
Why the hell come? Why don't you raise your limit?
You know what?
All you gotta do is call them.
I just never thought to. I was like, that's pretty good, because if somebody steal my card, I know I'm only gonna lose $300.
Mm-hmm. I might spend $300 a week.
You spend more than that on food.
Nope. $300 a week.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, has your card ever got declined in an embarrassing way?
My card didn't get declined, but this guy that was taking me to lunch, this Korean restaurant, we were both soldiers, and we ate and everything, and his card declined. So I paid, and I don't go out to eat with guys no more.
You don't go out to eat with guys anymore?
No, because not unless I'm paying, I'll take them. But ain't nobody going to embarrass me like that.
I don't know why you're embarrassed that someone else's card got declined, though.
I think I was embarrassed for him.
Okay, all right.
Well, if you were so embarrassed for him, why you ain't pull out your card and fit that bill and say, yo, I got you, boo?
You know what I mean?
I did.
Climb, but no, he was trying to match. You know how you guys do it.
That didn't work out. But listen, you got to face your fear, man. Let somebody take you out and spend some money on you again.
Yeah, I mean, I will. I'll soften up one of these days.
I ain't never, ever spent no money to get no poom poom. I've been broke most of my life.
He was just trying to impress her.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. He was short, and he didn't have a neck.
All right, my
what? He didn't have
I'm short,
neck.
Too. Okay.
Does he have a neck?
I relied on my wit.
You look good. You look good.
Who look good?
Envy look good.
Oh, thank you. This ain't Envy talking. Sorry.
Charlamagne, mama.
Okay.
You sound fat anyway. That's why the bill was so goddamn high. The bill was so high because you was eating everything.
She sounds thin and pretty.
Sound big as hell.
Thank you, mama.
All right, have a good day.
What buffet was y'all at? How dare his card get declined at Golden Corral?
I'm sure it was a vegan restaurant.
After y'all just spent 4 hours in there.
Oh, because she said Envy looked good.
Charlamagne was like, who look good? Who look good?
Oh, that's all.
What's the moral of the story? Hater.
The story.
The moral of the story is don't be mad at your bank for teaching you how to budget. Okay, because some of y'all need to get that block every now and then to make a second decision. You know what I mean? Think again about whether or not you want to purchase this purchase.
All right. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
All right, now we are going to talk about Fix My Life. Also, we'll discuss Prince. There's some issues now with his estate, his $200 million. Where is that money going?
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
So listen up. And right before we get into that, let me remind you all that taxes are due tomorrow. So if you haven't paid your taxes yet, make sure you either file an extension or make sure you get them done by tomorrow. Just want to put that out there.
Well, since we need money right now, do what Atlantic pays us to do. Go.
All right. Oh, Cardi B, she has broken Apple Music streaming record in 1 week.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Cardi B, damn it.
Her album Invasion of Privacy has been streamed 100 million times, which doubled the previous streaming record, which was held by Taylor Swift for Reputation. So congratulations to Cardi B.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Cardi B. And she got the number one album in the country, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Invasion of Privacy is number one.
And she also performed at Coachella over the weekend, and she brought out all kinds of special guests from her album, 21 Savage, YG, G-Eazy, Chance the Rapper, and Kalani. So
we are extremely proud of Cardi B. She did not trade her authenticity for approval like so many people do, and she has won on her own terms. Being herself, I respect it. Okay, and for everyone who says Atlantic Records pays us to talk about Cardi B, go to my Instagram in about 5 minutes. I'm about to post my mandatory post this morning.
Oh, stop. All right?
Now, Justin Bieber, since we're talking about Coachella, punched somebody in the face and threw him against the wall. This all happened at
Somebody
Coachella.
Somebody called Pastor Collins
no,
right
but this
now.
Was positive.
The
this
prayer,
was positive.
The prayers worn
now,
off.
Now, there's a good
this
reason why he did it.
Why?
All right, so the man had grabbed a woman by the throat at a Coachella party and would not release his grip on her. They said he seemed like he was on drugs or something.
He was saving her.
No, drop on a clues bomb. Justin Bieber, goddamn.
And Justin and his friends started yelling at him to let her go, and he only told them, go F yourself. And that's when Justin Bieber hit the man in the face, pushed him against the wall, and the woman broke free.
Well, first of all, where's Justin Bieber's security?
I was thinking the same thing.
Because after Justin Bieber threw that first blow, security supposed to hop on his ass, too, and give
I
him a couple
know
more blows.
What was going on?
See, if Kenny was still Justin's security, salute to my guy Kenny Hamilton, there would have been more consequences and repercussions than Justin throwing hands.
All right, now Iyanla Van Zandt was on again, Fix My Life, and she had Hazel E on the show. You know her from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. She's no longer on the show because her and her boyfriend at the time, Rose Burgundy, went on a hate-filled rant where they bashed the LGBTQ community and they also bashed dark-skinned women. So because of that, she's no longer on Love and Hip Hop. Well, things got interesting on the show as Iyanla had her read her own lyrics as she looked at pictures of some legendary black women. Check it out.
Read these lyrics to Dorothy Dandridge. Go ahead, read those to her.
It would be embarrassing.
Read them to her.
Pop my butt, pop my butt.
Do you know what pop my butt meant to Harriet Tubman? Do you know what that meant? It meant a whip. Rosa Parks, read that to her.
Everything I want, I have.
You know what she wanted? A seat on a damn bus. And you sing that. And what are you talking about? Go ahead, tell her what you're talking about when you say it.
I'm a frost bitch. I pay the cost to be the boss bitch.
Oh, you telling Sojourner Truth you the boss bitch?
Ayanna, that's a false equivalency. I'm sorry. I understand what she's trying to do, but I think that's a false equivalency, okay?
What do you mean?
I just don't think, why would, that's two different time periods. Like, I'm sure that it was women in Rosa Parks' time and women in Harriet Tubman's time who would have loved to hear My Neck, My Back by Kaya. Okay?
I guess she's trying to make her be more responsible and, like, you're saying these things. Think about the women that are the foundation of where we are today.
Yeah, but Hazel, you don't rep for them women. Women are not monolithic.
But I think that she was just, nothing in particular. It's fixed my life. So you go on that show to try to be better. So I guess he's just trying to get her to be better.
Just like in this era, you got an Amber Rose and you got a Michelle Obama. You got a Oprah and you got a Cardi. Like, it's all like, it's like, what are we doing here?
Now, in addition to that, she also sat down with Hazel E's mom and discussed the sexual assault that she says she endured as a child. Check it out.
Are you aware that your daughter was sexually violated as a child? Did you know about that?
Mm-mm. The black girls.
Did they do it because they was black?
In my brain, that's what I go back to.
I now see that her behavior towards dark-skinned black women is the result of the trauma she suffered. Do you remember her telling you that?
I may have, but that is...
That is what?
For me, that's a long time ago.
You are just totally unaware of what you do. Somebody violated your baby girl!
And at that time, I handled it.
But you told me you didn't even remember.
But I didn't remember.
Last thing you want is a Yana narrating your life, bro. Jesus.
According to Hazel E, she's saying that when she was 5 years old, it was two women with darker skin that made her have a sexual encounter with another little girl. And her mom had told her not to discuss it. So I guess they're saying that's why she has these attitudes and negativity toward dark-skinned women.
I understand the feeling. At 8 years old, you know, I got molested by my cousin's ex-wife. The reason I made her stop is because I hated the smell of her Jerry Curl, and I hate Jerry Curls to this day because of it.
If you recall, Hazel E had posted, "I see all you black-ass bitches that hate me. Stop bleaching your skin and fix it inside first, and maybe all you hoes wouldn't be so mad." She goes on to say, "Bitches mad because they couldn't pass the brown paper bag test."
Oh, she has to get to the source of that trauma, okay? And the source of that trauma is probably what happened to her at five. I'm telling you, because to this day, I do not like Jerry Curls.
You're not a therapist, all right?
No one likes Jerry Curls, and that's not the reason why.
You know how traumatizing Straight Outta Compton was for me?
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. All right, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. Let's start off with some Beyonce, all right? It's only right. She killed Coachella, so let's start the mix off with Beyonce
Queen
on this Monday.
Queen B, the greatest live performer ever.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.